of my heart. 17 days after his death, I started to write, and I could not stop. My topic was happiness, the most unlikely subject to choose after such a tragic event. What I wrote was what he had taught me, the gift he had given me, which I wanted to share with the world. The result was my first book, Solve for Happy, which challenged almost every false belief the modern world had taught me about happiness. It was a true eye-opener. After the tragic loss of Ali, I developed and shared the algorithm I had used to help me move forward. Your happiness is greater than or equal to the difference between the perception of the events of your life and your hopes and expectations of how life should behave. Although it was my hope that this would resonate with the readers and they would benefit just as I had, I never expected it to take off the way it did. The book was translated into 30 languages, became an international bestseller, and sold hundreds of thousands of copies worldwide. People from all over the world wrote to me daily, expressing their gratitude and asking me questions about happiness and my mission. Losing a child must be the hardest thing a parent ever has to endure. Even today, after so many years, I still can't find the exact words to describe how it feels. Ali was my son, and my son that lit up my life with his love and wisdom. He was my best friend and coach. He was always peaceful and always happy. Although the pain of losing him still lingers, it's brought me so much joy to know that his loss was the trigger that enabled me to find my mission, which is dedicated to spreading his wisdom, celebrating his life of love and compassion. 2 weeks before Ali left our world, he had a dream that he only told to his sister Aya. He said, "I dreamed that I was everywhere and part of everyone. It was so incredible that when I woke up, I felt I didn't want to be confined in this physical body anymore." "Habibi," Aya said, "he dreamed he was dying." "He did. He was. Aya only told me about this dream a few days after his death. My highly trained, achievement-driven brain interpreted this as a target handed down to me by my master. I have never missed a target, and my work at Google meant I had to set big targets to reach billions of people. So once Aya had spoken, I burst into tears. I realized that Ali had come to teach us, to make us love him so much and then leave, so that his departure would become the spark that ignited what was yet to unfold. I cried so hard, my body was shaking. I knew exactly what it meant. My life was no longer mine, but rather belonged to his mission. The rest of my life was going to be dedicated to making his dream come true. I was going to take everything he had taught me and tell the whole world about it. I was going to spread his essence to humanity at large, and in doing so, through 6 degrees of separation after many years, a bit of Ali-ness was going to be everywhere and part of everyone. The target was set, and I was not going to miss it. I stopped crying, got up, and started the work. As any businessman would, I set myself a measurable target. This was to share the happiness model I had devised with Ali's